Simon Rashid Zion holding the Sifov. Nesiba Shaladikachovim, Aimavorchim Albusamim Shalahem. So that they have this gathering and they put out incense over there and they're, or Samim. Seeming though they're there and they're partying, we have to be concerned that you're not allowed to smell them because the Stam Isibosan Albusachovim they have in mind for Avodah Zorah.
So Mechaber thinks it's perfectly natural that there were Jews there, even in his day.
I'm not sure that that's true that they were there. They were ever really would have to be in the within the area, right?
All right.
They're there to eat and drink. Fine. There was some mesivas in the water of Gilulim. Medavka and mesiva. Abshalom and mesiva. Mutzal the baruch habsamim shalom to Gilulim. Not the Masiba, we don't necessarily have this assumption that that's their intent. Okay, well, that their intent is for the reserve purposes.
Why are sometimes he uses Oved Chachovim, he uses Oved Gelulim? Don't they all say Oved Chachovim?
You know what?
You don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, okay. Usually it's Oved Chachovim.
Yeah. Zayin hoyer halachutz lekrach, v'heiriach reach tov. So the question is: are we allowed to make a bracha? So zok the this is a mishnah, I think. In rabbi ear of the chacham and a mavorach, in rabbi yisrael mavorach. So we go as a rabbi, and once we said that we're concerned that if it's for goyim, they're using it for avodah zarah. So we decide based on Rav. Okay. Chabes, if Rav is the Chomet Sasser, the Talin and Haureyach Basar Rav, you decide on the Reyach based on the majority of the city. In general, they were not putting out these type of psalms, etc. Usually they only did it in the context of a meal. So if you're smelling this smell from a distance, the probabilities are that there was that's the scenario, the circumstances upon which it played out. They had a big masiba, they put up a summim to the extent that it's going to be noticeable and discernible from a distance. Okay. Beim roi b'yisrael, who had in mechsal yisrael, commercial before the government simulate re sarikhes, lean or shall abdullah, vimir lacha. So the Bir Lacha here raises the question, he brings this based on the Magen Avraham. He says, there's understand the sake of the rice, you know, be in the henna from the some which were placed there that for the purpose of enhancing what is our is the rice to smell from. So how can you say it's a suffix? You'll be making. By the case of Orshel Habdolo, it's a different issue. Over there, the issue is, there's no Isser Hanoh involved in it. The law is that you only make a bracha on a Ner Sheshavas. It wasn't lit on Shabbos. So if the Rebbe of the city is Israel, and we see this, there's enough light being thrown by what's lit in the city, so we assume that these things were lit Motzei Shabbos, not on Shabbos. So there's no problem of that they were lit on Shabbos. But if it's Rebbe Kachom, we have to be chashish maybe it's lit on Shabbos. If it's Mechsa, so half of the light was we're assuming was lit by the Yidden after Shabbos, and half of the light we'll assume chashish was lit by the Goyim on Shabbos. So first of all, not all of it was lit on Shabbos necessarily, but even if it was, the half which is Shabbos lit on Shabbos is not mavat to the or which is lit after Shabbos. So you're benefiting from that light which is lit after Shabbos. You can be the header from that. You can make the bracha of Birchas Havdola on that. There's no isser of being benefiting from the light of the guard that he lit on Shabbos. He lit it for himself. It's not the issue was not isser over here. The issue is can you make the bracha? So to make a bracha, you have to make it on something which is not lit on Shabbos. Okay, so half of it wasn't lit on Shabbos. It's Metzal Metzal Yisrael. So that's true. Some of it was. Okay, come on, I can bracha that part. Well, the Iker Or is Mavatal, the other word. No, there's no Iker, it's 50-50. So when it comes to Or Shel Abdullah, it makes sense, 50-50. But over here, dealing with Suffolk, it was placed for Avodah Zarah purposes. So some of the rights to the Chumra. So,
hello, Rabbi Zach.
Hello. Okay. Rabbi Sussman is going to be over here.
Okay, well, what time is he starting?
He starts at 8. I don't know if you knew if he's...
I don't know. I'm assuming usually where he is, right? But we're going to stop it right before minute. Before minute. Put it down. I'll pass it on. Okay.
Wait, so you say, Abdullah, you make the brook in the one that wasn't Ben Shabbat. You say Morei Ha'ish, so assuming there's more than one. What if it's
well, it's 50-50. You're saying 50% of the inhabitants of the city are Jewish and 50% of the inhabitants are not Jewish. So we're seeing light coming out of the city. We don't know what it is, but the light is coming from multiple sources, right? We're saying 50, you had a city of 100 people. 50 people lit their lights after Shabbos, and 50 people lit their lights on Shabbos, right? So there's 50 lights lit after Shabbos.
No, I hear what you're saying. What are we making in bracha? So we use a candle with multiple wicks. So would we, can make Havdalah on a bonfire?
Well, I don't remember. I don't think so. But I'm not sure. But it's not what it is over here. This is multiple lights of different people.
I hear.
Right? Yeah. But you have the law by a ner shel Havdalah, even a single ner. So you don't need vukas not ma'akev. It's just the mitzvah.
Okay.
Okay, so Mavorech, if it's Rabbi Yisrael, you are Mavorech. That's exactly what I said. By Havdalah, Avukah is a mitzvah, it's not a ma'akev. Kvar k'sav the Barosha Simon, the Yeshem and the Afka Hecha Shemiskab on the Hariyach. So this is all only if the person is not just happening to smell, but he is simply doing something to be able to get the smell. And now he's introducing over here. So we have to say the people that we're assuming that the people who put created the smell by putting out psalm, etc., their intent was to use it for reyach purposes. So once that's true, and that it was designated for reyach purposes, and now you're benefiting from it, you would have to make a bracha. When do you have to have kavanah the hariyach? Specifically, that's only the case where the owner had not designated for reyach purposes. So you need to do something to designate for reyach purposes. So then we discuss how much you need to do to change and convey it for that for reyach purposes. But if we're making a bracha here because we're assuming that most people, they have these strong type of smells, they probably put it out for the purpose of, for the reyach. So it's there for reyach purposes. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah, once that's true, that's there for reyach purposes. So once if you're going to be smelling it, you have to make a bracha. Okay. Ches. Nisar b'reyach shem v'vorachim alav b'reyach shem v'vorachim alav hochan achar reyach. So nisar b'reyach ein v'reyach.
Okay.
So the Bir Lacha says 1 second. So if it's the issue with some, you have items put there for rare purposes, items put there for basic kisei to overcome the smell. So those are not an isser for being smelling them. It's just there's no brach on them. So we say. So the rive is for reyach purposes, so you make a bracha on it. If the rive is for non-reyach purposes, then probably the ikur you're smelling is the non-reyach purposes, so you don't make a bracha on it. But when you get involved in the case where, let's say, it was reyach of psalmim for Avodah Zarah, because that Avodah Zarah, which is Osir, the din of roiv is not kemater. It's not baltimore roiv. It is no din of baltimore roiv over there. So we just had before in Siv Zayin, Yisrael Yisrael, it's Yom Avorot. Teretz is, when it's Rabbi Yisrael, I have a right to be Tehila that all I'm smelling is only the Yisrael's Reich. In the case over here in Siv Chesed, I know that there's two Reiches. In the case of Rabbi Yisrael and Siv Zayin, was it that you have Rabbi Yisrael and be it of Akum? Right, it's a taliyah. We say the probabilities are right, if Rav is Yisrael, I have a right to assume what I'm smelling is a reah from a Yisrael. This is the Shemen Rekeach. It's a sefer on the Rambam.
When couldn't you make the Rambam?
A smell which comes from Avodah Zarah, you can't know the smell.
When even so, most of the smell was from Jews?
Mishnah says, we was quoted in the previous halacha, right. If it's Rav Yisrael, you let make a bracha.
Yes.
We never saying over here that when there's a smell which is from different sources, you can bust a rav. Comes the Rilach and says, one second. Comes the Shemin Rekech and says, one second. That Allah will smell from the multiple sources, you make a bracha, right? If the rib is made for rare purposes, and the meat is made for not rare purposes, so you can bust a rib. But when you're dealing with a Verazora, the issue is not just, well, it's not for rare, unless you can't make a bracha. The issue is it's also to smell it. There's no difference of a rib on that. So the Shabbat, if that's true, so how do you understand Siv Zayin? If this Shemir Kech is true, what's on Siv Zayin? Which says, if it's Rav Yisrael, you make a bracha. Yeah, but there's a meat of Akum, which is also the smell. What'd you accomplish? He says, no, the word is not that you're saying that there's a meat of Akum. The word is you're saying, if I smell something and the Rav is Yisrael, I'm Toila, probably all I'm smelling is from Yisrael. The Rav allows me to say that it came from Yisrael, not from a Goy. So there's no Goy involved in the smell at all. That's what he suggests. Yeah.
So if I know that the rov is from goyim, but the reyach from the Jewish source completely overpowers everything else. Really, all I smell is the reyach from Yehudim. Does that make a difference?
Yeah. If you're able to say that confidently, yeah, I think so. Okay. Simon Reishit Ches. So we're moving out of the lachas of reyach into the lachas of brachas ha-re'iyah. The brachas you say when you see something. So the first siman deals with brachas for nisim. Haroyim welcome shenasa by nisim the Yisrael. Sifal, a person sees a place where we know that this is the place where a certain nace took place for Klal Yisrael. Kagain Mabras Hayom. The place where Klai Yisrael crossed the Yam Suf. Umabras HaYarden, the place where Klai Yisrael crossed the Yarden. Umabras Nachal Arnon, the place where Klai Yisrael went to Nachal Arnon and the Nisim, which took place over there. Va'avne El Gabish Shel Beis Charan. Or the stones which came down during the war of Yeshua. So there were stones which came down in the space of Yisrael. So if you'd see that, you'd make a bracha. Ve'aben shemikash oig lizrak al Yisrael. Oig wanted to throw this gigantic mountain on Chal Yisrael. So if you see that, you make a bracha. Ve'aben shiyoshev ala Moshe be'is b'chem ha-samolek. The stone where Moshe sat during Mechem HaSamolek, Mechem HaShavicha, the walls of Yericha, Mevarash also Nisim La Veseno Ba Mokam Hazeh. Baruch HaShem Alekin Mechalom, Shosu Nisim La Veseno Ba Mokam Hazeh. One of the Baruch HaShosu Nisim La Veseno Ba Mokam Hazeh, this is Ba Mokam Hazeh.
I mean, how do you see this? I'm jumping ahead. Mishnah Berurah says Nifa'ah. They're swallowed up. How do you see them? I was in Yericha. I didn't see any walls.
If you would know exactly where the walls would be, if we have a clear mistar that this, what we call Yericho nowadays, they know where the city of Yericho historically was, they know where the walls were. If you see the place, even you don't see if had the door absorbed, that's exactly what the nace was, you'd make a bracha. Okay.
But the list is a lot bigger than this. Right? David fought Goliath, I mean, it's because we don't know.
The walls were absorbed.
The Mishnah doesn't say that case, but I don't know what the I'm not clear what the klolim are and how far you take this bracha. Ubein brachas u ubein shab brachas aria arehim kishab brachas ukulam askar shem malchus. Now, like so much, we have contemplated the idea that this bracha, you don't say Hashem Malchus. No, this is a full-fledged bracha. Bracha to Hashem Malchus. Malchus. Lom. Shasan Yisim La V'Seinu B'Mokam Asa. Okay. Zog to Mishra Bura. Okay, Marbar Sa Yom Aleph. Malchum Sha'ar Yisrael Bayam Bayabosha. Twice I went through the Yam on dry land. Marbar Sa Yardin. Place of Christ across the Yardin. So again, Mokam Shalabri Yisrael Bayardin, Becharava, Ven Yushu. Marbas Nachli Arnon, before Shpashas, what is that? Shahoyu, Shnei Hordim, Ve'emek Beneim. There are two mountains with a deep valley in between the two of them. Shay Sol Tshichim Labr, Derech Oysa, Emek, and Klaas, I had to go through that valley. Nech Buhamarim, Bimorish, Shaosu Behorim, Betsiri Emek. They hid in the caves, which they made in the mountains. Which are the sides of this valley above it. Kesh Yiplu Aleim Pisim Ba'Avram Ba'Emek. So when Klaisel is traveling through, they would be able to take advantage of their height and throw down things on top of Klaisel and attack them. Nasanet Shenid Beku Horim Zeh Bezeh Bavor Aram Bris Hashem Aleim Bavor Bris Hashem Aleim Meregu Kulam Shom. Version said the nace that the two mountains fused, and the people which were in the caves, they fused above. Down below, Christ was walking through, but above, they came together and killed all the people which were there, waiting to ambush Christ. Shemesh Karen, Shehushchuchu min Hashemayim al Ha'umos, Shinochumu im Yeshua, Kedetzim Bakro. So these, if a person would see where those avodim are, so you make a bracha. Vehem shebikesh, kinefurish ba'agadah, shakar har bas tosa parsa. He picked up a mountain which was three parsa long, which is, there's 4 mil in a parsa, so this is 12 mil, so 24,000 amas. Nice size rock. Telepila Yisrael, Vinasanesh. He wanted to throw into the Kleisel, and the Russian made it, he wasn't able to throw it. Einstein broke his mental, on base, Ryan Brillo. Okay.
Do we know where these things are? I mean, there's much, even something as, Mabro Sayyam, or the Yarden, we don't know exactly where.
We don't know where Mabro Sayyam is, and we don't know where Mabro Sayyam is exactly.
There's a
tree. Chaim Shericha is you know, older.
That's
closer to home.
Literally,
yeah. Chaim Shericha, Shneibel Ben Mekayim. Chaim Shericha.
Dr. Cooper lives in Israel.
Mm-hmm. He lives close to Yericha. Exactly where it is in Yericha, I don't think. I mean, there are people who have a Masura where it was.
Why is Dr. Cooper back in America?
I don't know. That conversation left the middle of Shear. Right?
But presumably the archaeologists have uncovered some.
Right. So exactly what, you know, whatever this claim is referring to, it theoretically would be possible. Mm-hmm. I know that when we were in Eretz Yisrael in 1989, and I took we did a trip, oh, we have to finish over here, we did a trip with Gershon Kaufman. That's right, he was Herman's grandson.
Ah. Oh.
And actually his great-grandson. And he said, you know, that he we drove through by Yericho. This is in 89. We drove by Yericho, and he said that there is a Masorah where it is. And he said where they believe it is. So we have a Masorah in it.
Therefore, people do make the bracha.
So people make the bracha. That's all that I hear. Take up the